This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Well, a great day when the stock market didn't lose any money today. It actually was up, shockingly. Headline over at CNBC, it says NASDAQ closes higher on Wednesday as stocks stabilize selling following massive sell-off. Stock market actually was not up very much. We had a rise of 30 points on the Dow, which is a fraction of 1%, tiny fraction. But still, it means things moving in the right direction. It means not a repeat of what happened yesterday. And what happened yesterday, and again, I think mainstream media are underplaying this to some extent, was just a disaster for Joe Biden. And it was a disaster for Democrats who are trying desperately to avoid what it seems to me is a very, very likely Republican victory, at least in terms of taking over the House of Representatives. The Senate, especially after the results in the New Hampshire primaries last night, the Senate is going to be tougher. And the Senate probably will look very much like this Senate, either evenly divided or maybe one or two seat advantage for Democrats. That's possible. But Biden's not helping right now because on this day when the stock market was down almost 1,300 points, 1,300 points, and people were really talking about panicked selling, people trying to sell off some of their investments because they were going the wrong direction, Biden was doing a victory lap for the Inflation Reduction Act, the IRA. And remember that? The greatest triumph? He has said he thinks this is one of the greatest pieces of legislation in history. Not the creation of Social Security, not the creation of Medicare. Even for a liberal, the Inflation Reduction Act is one of the greatest piece of legislation in history. By the way, if you think so, I'll talk to you. 1-800-955-1776. The president was speaking and doing his victory lap. And what's fascinating is that Fox News and CNN both interrupted the president and went away from his self-congratulatory rhetoric and talking about how great things were and how positive things were to cover the collapsing market. Now, this is from yesterday. Today's a little bit better. It's a lot better. Here is what it sounded like on Fox News, clip one.
For years, so many of us have been trying to fix this problem. But for years, Big Pharma blocked Medicare from negotiating lower drug prices.
All right, I do not want to be a party crasher, but we interrupt this celebration for a hard, cold dose of reality. Stocks tanking because inflation is accelerating. The very inflation that the president said he's made great progress addressing, heralding his Inflation Reduction Act as the boon for the economy that we didn't see in a key number out earlier today.
Okay, the key number was inflation at a rate of 8.3%, which is appalling and has an impact on every single American. And by the way, it wasn't just Fox News. Listen to the way that CNN handled the same speech. And you can no longer say that, well, okay, CNN is going to predictably do a cheerleading section for Biden at the same time that Fox is going to do throwing things at Biden. No, they're actually, the CNN soundbite Well, you judge for yourself. This is clip five.
Okay, you're listening there to President Biden at the White House. He's celebrating the passage of the Inflation Reduction Act. He says that he's been fighting Big Pharma for decades. But there is this unfortunate split screen right now with the Dow taking a total beating, down more than 1,200 points. And so it feels like it's hard to be celebratory for some people in the crowd.
Okay, as gracious as she could be, they still broke into the president's speech because the president's speech seemed out of touch, not connected to reality. And Stephanie Ruhle on MSNBC spoke about that and about the problem of inflation and the idea that, unfortunately, it's a fantasy that inflation is going away. Now, it'll go away at some point. We'll get hold of it. But the question that people are asking, serious economists are asking, is will the cost of getting inflation under control be going through a recession, which nobody wants? This is MSNBC and Stephanie Ruhle, clip two.
Inflation, the thought that things are going to go down quickly, it ain't happening. You said it. Rent is high. Healthcare costs are high. Energy costs are high. And we talk about inflation as it relates to going to the grocery store. And for you and me, every time we go in there to get our milks, egg, butter, cereal, everything is still very expensive. So for families, the everyday things we're buying still cost a lot.
Okay, that's real, and that's broadcast to America at the same time they were having this all-Democrat event at the White House to celebrate the Inflation Reduction Act. And Chuck Schumer was at the White House event, and basically so was Nancy Pelosi, where she had a please clap moment. You remember that from Jeb Bush during his unfortunate presidential campaign that didn't do very well. He, toward the end of his campaign, he was giving a spirited speech for Jeb Bush. And at one point he didn't get much applause and he said, please clap. And it became a famous thing in political discourse. Here is Pelosi's please clap moment. She was hyping the Inflation Reduction Act, and as she spoke about all the things that Democrats are apparently doing for the children, she paused for resounding and thunderous applause. It sounded like this, 1.5.
Mr. President, thank you for unifying and inspiring a vision of a stronger, fairer, safer future for all, for our children. Your extraordinary leadership has made this glorious day possible. That's an applause line. Jill was applauding.
Okay, at least she has a sense of humor, and everyone's glad that Jill has recovered from her bout with COVID. And then at the same White House event, there was Chuck Schumer, who reveled in jeers from the crowd as he attacked Republicans. That's clip. Well, we will get to that because there is much more. Look, there is a great deal going on, and there's also a great deal going on that may actually dwarf in importance some of the political squabbles of the day. And I'm talking about the remarkable performance of President Zelensky and the Ukrainian army. We're going to be talking about that with retired Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, veteran Army intelligence officer, a former contributor to Fox News, who's going to tell us about what next in Ukraine, particularly at a time when serious people like Walter Russell Mead, a great foreign policy international relations professor, are honestly worried about tactical nuclear weapons. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVenture. Washington Policy Center exposed the impact of the new tax on fuel that will add 46 cents per gallon to the price of gasoline next year. Support WPC for as little as $5 a month and get their free weekly newsletter or join us for an elegant evening out. It's Friday, October 14th at the Bellevue Hyatt Regency and see the 70th Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, and filmmaker-researcher Chris Rufo keynoting WPC's annual dinner. Tickets and details at WPCDinner.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special MedVed history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. MedVed Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll-and-go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listener's Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, it's not just CNN, it's not just Fox News. It's also MSNBC, where basically the troubling economic signs, the rocky economic landscape right now, is upstaging the president's attempts to convince everybody that happy days are here again. Remember, of course, that is the old-time Democratic theme song. It was used for President Roosevelt, when he was selling the New Deal back in 1932 and 1936, and happy days are here again. The skies above are clear again. Now's the time to cheer again. Happy days are here again, right? Are they really? Ari Melber at MSNBC says not exactly. Listen.
The prices are still out of control, and that hits a lot of people really week to week. You could black out the news, you could stop paying attention to whatever. You can't ignore that everything costs more than it did last year. Here's the headline: inflation stubbornly high, wages not keeping pace with these fast rising prices, which they note is also an uncomfortable truth for a president who promised to make real wage gains a centerpiece of his economic program.
Okay, one of the things that is fascinating to me is that I think what we're seeing is an illustration of some folks in the news falling out of love. Because, again, especially when there was a competition directly against President Trump, who, of course, had not exactly endeared himself to the major news media, I mean, calling them enemies of the people. And I know, and Biden has said that MAGA Republicans are enemies of the state. That kind of rhetoric from both sides is so stupid and so pathetic. But right now, you've got voices on MSNBC, on not just on Fox, not just on One America's Network, not just on Newsmax, on MSNBC and CBS and ABC, voices that are questioning and more slamming Biden on the economic management, the stewardship that he has brought to the country to which he was elected president regarding the economy. And the Democratic caucus chair, Hakeem Jeffries, a congressman from New York, he's a brilliant guy, by the way, and he's one of the more impressive rising young generations of Democrats. There are a lot of people who think he would be the next speaker if 82-year-old, and yes, she really is 82, Nancy Pelosi retired or was retired, if she loses her majority, which I think is very likely. The next speaker for Democrats, if they ever get the majority back, would probably be Hakeem Jeffries of New York. But he was called out for misleading rhetoric. This is at a Democratic press conference today on their favorite issue. Their favorite issue, of course, is abortion. And here is Hakeem Jeffries. Listen.
Isn't it misleading to say that Senator Graham's legislation is a nationwide abortion ban when really what it is banning procedures after 15 weeks with some exceptions, like the case of the health of the mother or in cases of rape or incest? But what is the Democratic position on limits to abortion? Because even Graham's initial proposals for 20 weeks would have really put the United States on par with most European nations that have limits on abortions after a certain period.
I'm going to yield to Catherine Clark on this issue. I'll simply say my position is Roe v. Wade, which the Republicans have fought hard to dismantle, making sure a woman has the freedom to make her own reproductive health care decisions, a decision that should be between a woman and her doctor.
But up until the moment of birth?
A decision that should be between a woman and her doctor, and I support Roe v. Wade.
Okay, Roe v. Wade doesn't say that. I wonder if Hakeem has read the decision. Because Roe definitely, explicitly, makes an exception and allows total restrictions on abortion after the child in the womb has reached the point of viability, which at the time that Roe was adjudicated was about 24 weeks. And again, what they're talking about is, and this is one of those things the Democrats don't want you to know. It came up yesterday on the show. We had a caller about it. How many abortions are in those first 15 weeks of pregnancy, where the Lindsey Graham bill, which, by the way, didn't get a great response from anybody. And no, of course, it's going nowhere. But I think it's a worthwhile attempt to make it clear that Republicans aren't crazy or out there or on some kind of extremist promontory on this particular issue. Because what Lindsey Graham was talking about would not have interfered with 95% of the abortions that are performed in the United States of America. Because those 95% of abortions occur during the first 15 weeks of pregnancy. After that, when babies are more capable of feeling pain, which is one of the things that Lindsey Graham emphasizes in his bill, as the questioner asked, as European countries provide, and as Roe v. Wade provided for the opportunity of limitations to abortion that are perfectly legal under Roe v. Wade during the second trimester of pregnancy, and an ability to ban abortion totally, except for the life of the mother, in the last trimester of abortion, and the support for final trimester abortion bans is overwhelming. It's huge. And any time you can actually determine that it's not Republicans who are taking crazy, cuckoo, extremist positions, it's people like Hakeem Jeffrey, when he basically denies the existence of a beating heart and a living human being. Notice I'm not saying a living person. And debates about when personhood begins, okay, that's a separate matter. But what you cannot deny is that the baby that you're terminating is alive and that it is human. The DNA says so kind of unequivocally. We will be right back with what could make the economic situation even worse? Well, maybe it's happening. We'll get to that on the MedVed Show.
Gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is offering Britain's King Charles condolences after the death of Queen Elizabeth. Biden and the King spoke by phone, and the White House provided a readout of the call. The statement saying Biden noted the dignity and constancy of the Queen's long reign and her work toward deepening the enduring friendship and special relationship between the United States and the UK. Three Iranian nationals are being charged in ransomware attacks. Officials say they tried to hack into hundreds of computers nationally and around the world. Vice President Kamala Harris is insisting the border with Mexico is secure. That drew a chuckle from Border Congressman Republican Tony Gonzalez of Texas. Gonzalez saying the flood of illegal immigration continues to surge. In July, the Border Patrol made more than 180,000 arrests. USA Radio News.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Michael Medved show, the looming railroad workers strike, which involves 13 different unions, and it's a complicated mess. And this is one of those things where if you love America and you love being able to get the stuff you need at the supermarket and everywhere else, and you love the supply chain that normally works here, you want this strike to be solved. It is the last thing that the Biden administration needs right now. This is the White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, who is talking, actually saying something that you have to agree with. How about that? Alert the media. Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, who you got to feel sorry for occasionally, because there's been so much bad news piling up and so many embarrassing moments. And if this strike hits, it would be devastating to the economy. This is not concerning rail as a mode of transportation. We're not talking about passenger trains. We're talking about freight trains, stuff that brings material to market. And with a looming strike, well, this is what Karine Jean-Pierre has to say. Listen. It's clip 7.
I mean, we're going to be very honest. A shutdown would have a tremendous impact on our supply chains, as you all know. It's going to have a ripple effect into our overall economy on American families. A shutdown is not acceptable. That is not something that we want. It risks harming families. It risks harming businesses and whole communities. And we have made that clear emphatically and repeatedly to both parties. So we are aware of the impact this might have, which is why, again, the president put together the PEB board back in July to make sure that there was a negotiation framework, to make sure there were neutral arbiters that could help get to a solution here.
The two unions that are talking about the dispute have not accepted these recommendations. What's the president's view of those recommendations? Is he urging them to accept the recommendations before Friday's deadline?
So I'm not going to get ahead of the conversations that are happening right now. What we are saying is we want to see, continue to see, the good faith. We believe that the negotiations, the conversations are happening in good faith.
Okay, this is the breaking news, the latest. Rail systems brace for shutdowns. Amtrak cancels routes as strike threat nears. Some regional rail agencies said they are preparing for service stoppages as early as Thursday evening. Thursday evening is tomorrow night. This is before a possible Friday strike. Transit systems across the country were on edge Wednesday amid the threat of a freight rail worker strike, making preparations ahead of possible travel disruptions that could affect hundreds of thousands of rail customers. Amtrak said it is canceling all of its long-distance trains starting Thursday. Wow. Why it matters? It's the latest disruption stemming from a looming labor strike that could start as soon as Friday, which would lead to a shutdown of most of the country's railway system. It would be the first U.S. railway strike in nearly 30 years. It is not expected to affect the Northeast Corridor, as it is primarily owned by Amtrak. Amtrak workers are not involved in the labor dispute between the country's largest freight railroad companies and their workers, but most of the passenger railroad's long routes use track that is owned and maintained by the freight railroads. Okay, the big picture, ongoing talks between the freight companies and the workers have been led by the White House. Great. The unions have threatened a strike if their requests regarding labor conditions and pay are not heard, and sick time policies have been the primary impasse throughout the talks so far. Talk about sick time. I am reminded of something here, and it's not something that is pleasant to think about. But what I'm talking about is the Carter presidency, is that when Jimmy Carter was running for re-election, it was literally, it was one thing after another. There are two things that stick in mind, and I remember, and I've talked about this before. Sometimes it's almost as if a higher power, you can call it fate, you can call it destiny, you can call it God if you want, just seems to be trying to send us a message by coordinating a lot of negativity all at once. It's like the 10 plagues. And for Jimmy Carter, there were two things like that. There was an utterly unbelievable press story that got out. He was taking a vacation, and he was in a boat in the bayou, and he was attacked by a rabbit. Now, they don't know what was wrong with the rabbit, and this is not like there's a story today of they've had the first kangaroo attack fatality in in Australia in 80 years. And so that's not going well. They shot the kangaroo. The murderer got, in any event, Jimmy Carter on vacation, and this was national news, during a time when the Cold War is still going on and you're facing down Russia, it's just a bad look for the president to be attacked by a bunny rabbit. And you don't expect that. And then Mount St. Helens. You had this devastating, and apparently we didn't live in the Northwest at that point, but Mount St. Helens is a huge deal. It was right in the middle of the Carter reelection campaign. And the question was, what else can go wrong? Isn't it beginning a little bit to feel like that? And what would the impact of this kind of strike be? And again, if what they're talking about is sick leave. How sick are rail industries generally? And doesn't this extra vulnerability raise questions about why we are putting so much more money into building other rail alternatives? It's a difficult moment. The majority of the unions, the labor dispute is between BNSF, Union Pacific, and CSX, and the majority of the unions representing around 115,000 workers. The unions have threatened to strike if their requests regarding labor conditions and pay are not heard, and sick time policies have been the primary impasse through the rail talks so far. And again, Biden, I think, has done the right thing to get himself directly involved. But the insistence on putting himself in the picture also makes the risks for the White House and the White House being badly damaged here all the more serious. Which brings us back to just some of the ongoing sense of the United States being headed in the wrong direction. The polling here has been incredibly consistent. And again, we spoke about this big poll that showed that almost two-thirds of Americans wanted both President Biden and President Trump to retire from politics, or who knows, maybe no one would mind if President Trump ran for Senate from Florida and if Joe Biden ran for governor of Delaware. Not going to happen. Basically, retiring from politics at advanced age is maybe not the worst thing in the world. You know what is one of the worst things in the world? Litter. There's an attempt to address the litter crisis in Washington State. We'll get to that. Summertime, and a lot of Americans get more active. And when you get more active, sometimes that causes some aches and pain. Neck, shoulder, hip, knee. I mean, I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about $1 a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
There were two controversial winners in the New Hampshire primaries last night. One, a candidate for Congress, for one of New Hampshire has only two seats in the House of Representatives. One of them, the Republicans had particularly hoped to flip. The winner, and it's a little bit of a surprise, was a young woman, 25 years old, a Gen Zer, as she is trumpeted, named Carolyn Leavitt. She is a very strong supporter of President Trump, and actually she is one of the candidates who the Democrats were hoping and pushing for winning, as did another winner last night in New Hampshire, General Don Baldock, who's taken all kinds of controversial positions. They both believe that the election of 2020 was stolen and that it should be overturned. And General Baldock has called for the abolition of the FBI. Said he would be open to that. And now, what this brings up is a little bit of gamesmanship that the left has been playing, and to make the situation for Republicans that much more difficult by finding a very outspoken and edgy candidates like Leavitt and Baldock to represent the Republican Party. Here's what Fox News's Bret Baier said about the millions of dollars, and it's millions, it may be approaching hundreds of millions of dollars that Democrats have spent to promote Republican candidates they think will be unelectable. People like Doug Mastriani of Pennsylvania, who has all kinds of challenges in his campaign, and the new polling doesn't look that optimistic for him. But here is Bret Baier on Fox. Listen.
In New Hampshire's second House district, Republicans are hoping to unseat Democratic Congresswoman Annie Custer. Leading the pack, you've got Keene Mayor George Hansel and businessman Robert Burns. Now, a Democrat super PAC has bought ad time trying to boost Burns, who's seen by Democrats as less formidable candidate for Custer in November. And that's actually one of the major stories this election cycle. Democrats spending on Republican primary candidates, MAGA candidates, that they think they can beat. They've spent more than $53 million across nine states to do that while calling them a threat to democracy.
And again, if they are really a threat to democracy, if that's really the truth, first of all, part of what this demonstrates is politics is not war. You don't ever get to entirely wipe out your enemy or destroy their state or basically... You're trying to win a battle, not exterminate the other side. And when people like President Biden say that the MAGA Republicans need to be shut down entirely because their mere existence represents a threat to democracy, that is a kind of intemperate language that's not going to help him and certainly not going to help the country. Speaking about something else that would help the country, there's at least a little bit of attention from the state of Washington to something that has been a mounting problem in this state, and it's very visible. It is something that bothers me every day, and probably many of you. The story from the state is that more than 75% of Washington residents choose to not litter. Well, hooray! That's like choosing not to pee in public, isn't it? I mean, come on. Choose not to litter. And 26% of litterers say they would be motivated to stop if a friend, family member, or passenger asked them to refrain. According to research commissioned by the Washington State Department of Ecology. These numbers sound promising, but the truth is that more than 18 million pounds of litter accumulate annually on Washington's roads, parks, and recreation areas. Preliminary results from a 2022 statewide litter study show that 24,000 litter items per mile on Washington's urban interstate highways. Plastic food wrappers, snack bags, and cigarette butts are some of the most commonly found items. In the Ecology Department's 2021 research, people also identified not having a car trash bag as the top reason they litter. Okay, think about that for a moment. First of all, I think people are probably lying. When people say 75% of the people don't litter, I think that's optimistic. And for some reason, it's been getting worse. And does that have to do with the homeless encampments everywhere and the tremendous production of litter for which they're responsible? Of course it does. But basically, they're trying to do something about it. And it seems to me that it's appropriate to call attention to it and say, okay, at least this is an attempt. The Washington State Department of Transportation and the Ecology Department together spent more than $9 million annually on cleanup efforts. Pickup crews and volunteers collected 357 tons of garbage in July alone. Unfortunately, this is only a small fraction of what is tossed on the road and millions of pounds of waste gets left behind. Litter adds up when we don't make simple choices to properly dispose of garbage. It damages our environment, hurts wildlife, and threatens public health, safety, and our economy, said Governor Jay Inslee. Okay, he's right on this. And here are the Ecology Simple as That campaign, which is designed to help prevent litter by changing behaviors that cause it. Always have a dedicated container for collecting trash. Okay, some little bag, something, a box. You can have something like that in your car, right? Hold on to trash from your travels until you reach a waste receptacle at a gas station, rest area, or your destination. Are we talking about kindergartners? I mean, are we talking to adults here? And then live litter free and help others to do the same. Make sure your friends and family know how to live litter free and help them make better choices. When we all look out for each other, it makes a big difference for our state. Okay, all of this is true, but it goes to another issue, and I do not have an answer for it, except it may be indicative of sort of the total breakdown, which is also illustrated by what they call euphemistically people experiencing homelessness. Seattle used to be, and we moved here in 1996, and during the first couple of years we lived here, one of the things we were very proud to show friends who would come to visit this wonderful new home we had made for ourselves, the lack of graffiti downtown. Seattle was famous in the 90s, was famous in the early 21st century for having a vibrant downtown, economically alive. It was elegant. You could go out there at night and walk crime-free. All of that is gone. There is graffiti everywhere. And this is not litter. This is not just a thoughtless. This is a criminal act. And it's destroying people's property. It's destroying the quality of life. It's harming businesses. And they seem to be, well, again, good for them and trying to take care of the litter problem. That graffiti problem is also related to it. And is there a reason? Has there been a change in police policy regarding graffiti? And why is it that across Lake Washington in Bellevue, you don't see the same levels of litter or graffiti? Do they have a better means of dealing with it? They must. We do have a 30-second... No, we do not. Okay. When we come back, we are going to be speaking to Ralph Peters, retired Army Lieutenant Colonel and a best-selling author, a controversial strategist and veteran of the intelligence world. What is actually going on in Ukraine? People have said Ukraine just punched its bully in the nose. The nose is bloody, and the Russians have turned tail and run. So now what? What next? Chemical war? God forbid, tactical nuclear usage by Putin? We will get to that and much more with Ralph Peters coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version
of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.